When we are all involved, we all grow. This is because we are able differently. In our different abilities, we all contribute to grow. Able Differently, a program for the physically challenged, with the physically challenged, every Saturday from 5 to 6 p.m. only on Radio Mirai. Able Differently, learning that disability is not inability. You are listening to Able Differently, a program proudly brought to you by STAR, Society Transformation for Equal Rights, and OVCI Usratuna in partnership with Radio Miraya 101 FM. Good afternoon and welcome to another installment of Able Differently, a program focused on people with disability. I am your host, Dennis Ogenroth. Today is the International Day of Persons with Disability. And as we all know, in South Sudan, it can be a challenge to navigate for anyone around. However, for people with disability, the challenge can be a lot more. And, you know, it's really hard for people living with disability. According to NGO Light for the World, there are over 1.2 million people living with disability in South Sudan, around a fifth of whom have impairments that have been caused by violence. And despite this great need, the rights of people with disability are not yet fully protected by the law in South Sudan. To learn more about this, we are joined in the studio by the Director for Society Transformation for Equal Rights, Mandela Isaac, in the studio. Mandela, you are welcome.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dennis Ogenroth, for hosting me here. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the management of Miraya FM for giving us this platform. On the same note, I would also like to, in a special way, appreciate the listeners of Miraya FM throughout the world. My name is Mandela Isaac, as you rightfully say, and I work for Society Transformation for Equal Rights as the executive director. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you and welcome, Mandela. The truth is, the union, the umbrella union, plus the different OPDs have been working hard to towards the ratification of the Convention of Persons with Disability in South Sudan. Tell us, what is this convention anyway, you know?
Thank you so much. The rest of the unions, that is the umbrella union, and the Union of Visually Impaired, including the one for the hearing impaired and for the people with physical impairment, have been working hard to try to see that this convention is ratified. And also Society Transformation for Equal Rights has also joined the struggle to see to it that this convention is ratified. Yes, the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability, UNCRPD, was adopted by UN General Assembly on the 13th of December 2006. It was opened for signature on the 30th of March 2007, and it entered into force on the 3rd of May 2008. This important human rights instrument, currently as of the information, on the 6th of May 2021, there are about 185 countries that have so far ratified this convention, and about 32 countries that have not yet ratified this convention. 21 out of those countries have taken a step to comply with this convention, having signed it but not yet ratified. 11 countries have not taken any step to neither sign or ratify this convention, of whom 5 countries are in Africa. And in those 5 countries that are in Africa, South Sudan is included. So that is the status of this convention. Thank you, Mr. Dennis.
Thank you. Talking about the number of countries which have not ratified this instrument, you know, being on the list of countries that are not doing the right things. South Sudan seems not to be, you know, leaving this away, you know. I mean, out of 11 in the world, we are among the top. And out of 5 in Africa, we are also on top there. I mean, I think we can do more. Just to ask more about in this line, why is it important for South Sudan to sign or ratify this document, Mandela?
It is very, very important. Like I said, this document, this human rights instrument, was developed by United Nations General Assembly, of which South Sudan is a member of the United Nations family. So why is this convention important to be ratified? The global estimate is that persons with disabilities are about 15% of the world population. World Health Organization puts it that there are about 600 million persons with disability. And if you read further, about 80% of this population live in developing country, of which South Sudan is one of them. So it's very important to ratify this convention. Taking the case of South Sudan, in 2008-9 house census that was conducted in the then Sudan puts it that this, the population of South Sudan persons with disabilities is about 5.1%. Coupled with the subsequent wars of 2013 and 2016, snake bites, accidents, and other diseases, the number of persons with disability might have increased drastically. So if you are to multiply this number with the 12 million people that we have in South Sudan, according to the house census that I already stated earlier on, you have almost over 600 something persons with disability that are here in the country. Now, this convention is very important in that once it is ratified, as is stated in Article 1, it will promote, protect, and ensure the full and equal enjoyment of all human rights and fundamental freedom by all persons with disabilities. And it will also promote the respect for their inherent dignity. So it is very, very important for this country, South Sudan, to ratify this convention. First of all, if you see the number, the population of persons with disability in South Sudan, if according to our interaction as a star with the unions and with the communities of persons with disability, you find it that many of these persons with disabilities are not employed. Majority or most of them are illiterate. They live under extreme poverty. What will then guarantee their rights if not the convention? So the convention is very important that once it is ratified, it will create an avenue for this group of people to be able to enjoy their rights. And some of those rights are the right to employment, right to access medical care, right to education, right to play, right to participate in the political affairs, and all other rights that are enshrined in the article or in the different articles of the convention.
You mentioned some numbers, then it was ringing a bell. You said about the number of persons with disability in the world is about 6 million. And to break it down, in South Sudan, we already have 1.2. That is on estimate. That was then.
According to Light for the World, yes?
According to Light for the World. But then now putting into account the conflicts, putting into account the issues of snake bites, putting into account accidents on the road, that number could have gone high, you know?
Even drug use, drug abuse, they have increased.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now, that means South Sudan has 20% of the total population of persons on the disability in the world. You know, this number is alarming, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so anyway, to bring it down more to South Sudan, how will South Sudan be, being a signatory to the convention, protect the rights of people with disability, more especially people who are, you know, visually impaired?
Once we have a document that talks about the rights of persons with disability, it will create an avenue that most NGOs, most government workers, even the society at large, will be able to recognize the rights of this group of people. You know, most of us are deeply rooted in the culture, cultures that they discriminate against persons with disability. You know, according to other cultures, they look at disability as a curse. most people hide their children. They don't expose them to the public because it's a shame to have a child with disability. So once this convention is ratified, then the violation on of the rights of persons with disability will definitely be reduced. It will give the persons with disability an upper hand to participate. They will no longer be recipients or beneficiaries, but they will be implementers and on the driving wheel. We have NGOs that are here in the country that are saying to be working in the field of disability, but unfortunately, they have been treating persons with disability as beneficiaries. So with having this convention being ratified, it will give the upper hand for persons with disabilities to be able to demand for their rights.
It is important that we get this document ratified. This is an appeal to all our leaders out there, the people who are in charge of this, you know, ratifying these documents and the processes. It's not a sin. It's not a curse to have someone who has some form of disability. They are just able differently. Yes, Mandela. Just to ask, what is society transformation for equal rights doing in South Sudan?
Before I talk about society transformation for equal rights, I still want to re-echo more on the rights that on the rights of persons with disabilities. Each and everyone is born with his or her own rights. And the governments that are here is government for everyone. The organizations that are here are organizations that are to take care of everyone. Like as we talk right now, there are situations of emergencies, situations of floods in the country, that almost 7 states of South Sudan are submerged by water. You can really look into the situation of persons with disabilities under those states. Who is there to protect their rights? Who is there to speak for them? And even if you to look back into the wars, how many South Sudanese persons with disabilities would have been multiply raped? How many South Sudanese with disabilities would have been killed during the war? And how many South Sudanese currently are experiencing GVB and other inhuman and degrading treatments without speaking for themselves? I can guarantee you that based on our interaction with the persons with disabilities, they are really suffering silently in the communities simply because there is no law that protects their right. The Constitution of the Republic of South Sudan it talks about the rights of special needs. I can quote it clearly under Article 30, that rights of special needs. But I can tell you here that each and everybody has his or her own needs. You have needs that are really good for you that are not good for me. And I also have my own needs. The people who are diabetic have their own needs. The children have their own needs. The women have their own needs. And each of us have his or her own needs. Having generalized that, the rights of special need is the cause up to now that no one is recognizing the rights of persons with disability. You can even see it that in the recent revitalized peace agreement, it is silent about the issues of persons with disability. Given the fact that we have the civil society organization present at the talk, we have the church, the faith base at the church, we have the government, the warring parties on the talk, and no one has talked about the issues of persons with disabilities simply because they have nothing in heart for persons with disabilities. So now I am using this platform to call for the government, to call for every stakeholder, to call for the legislatures, the people in the General Assembly, to see to it that no law is a priority and no law is not a priority. All the laws are equal. So those countries that have ratified this convention have not been taken to ICC. Those countries that have ratified the convention have made the persons with disability to enjoy the rights, the human rights that God gave them at equal basis with others. What is wrong with our case at South Sudan? You can look, like I said in the introductory part, we said we are only, there are like 5 countries in Africa that have not ratified this convention. What is wrong with them? It's high time that the government of South Sudan changed and ratified this convention in order to protect, promote, and ensure that persons with disability enjoy their full human rights and fundamental freedom without any obstacle. Coming to STAR, what is STAR doing in the Republic of South Sudan? Like I said, STAR is a registered non-governmental organization which is national, operating in the whole of South Sudan. We registered. We are established in 2018, but formally registered this year on the 25th of July, 2022. We do peace building and reconciliation. We do advocacy and community engagement. We do inclusive sexual reproductive health and rights. We are into ending GBV and violence against women and girls and persons with disabilities. We really do a lot that I cannot be able to mention them all here.
Thank you so much, Mandela. If someone wants to access or to find society transformation for equal rights, like you said about the different programs that society transformation for equal rights or just STAR do in South Sudan, where can they find you? Do you have an online presence, maybe Facebook account? Do you have a physical location? Do you have a number that someone can call just in case they want to reach out to you or maybe they want to partner with you?
Thank you so much. There's one that I forgot. We're also doing what is called accessibility. We install JAWS program. The JAWS is a software screen reader that is installed into the computer to enable persons with visual impairment to be able to use the computer without any obstacle. That's what we do. And in the near future, we'll be doing the sign language training and mobility training. So this is what we do. We can be located around Bulook, opposite Bulook Eye Clinic. We're being hosted by the Union of Visually Impaired, UVI, Central Equatorial State. They're hosting us there for the time being. Into Facebook, you can find us at Society Transformation for Equal Rights. When you type that name, automatically you can find us there. We have a Twitter handle. That's also, you just type STAR, Society Transformation for Equal Rights. You can also find us there. And that's how you can get us. We are almost creating a website. And once the website is on, we can be able to share with you so you can be able to get us on website.
Is Society Transformation for Equal Rights open for partners? Or they are already having enough funding? They are okay the way they are?
We don't wait for partners in order for us to move on with our activities. We as members, we as the staff of Society Transformation for Equal Rights, use the little funding on in our own pockets to be able to make sure that some of the activities are moved. We also have some partners. We thank Radio Miraya. We have been given a free platform, a free airtime to be able to advocate for the rights of persons with disability. We're also having some partners. Humanitarian Inclusion, they have become one of our partners, and even the members of the organizations of persons with disability, the UVI, the Union of Persons with Physical Impairment, the Hearing Impairment, and the South Sudan Women with Disability Network, and among others that have joined to become our partners. So we cannot work alone in isolation as an island. We work with people, and we have them as our partners.
Awesome. And what kind of engagement do you have with the OPDs? Have you entered maybe some sort of MOU with them, or you have just a verbal working relationship with them?
Yeah, we already have we have some MOUs that we have signed with some of the OPDs. Almost most of the OPDs we have already signed and MOUs with them, and basically we're dealing with advocacy for them and trying to bring to light the activities that these OPDs are doing. There are very many NGOs, there are very many donors who think that the OPDs lack capacity, but we want to guarantee you that these people really have capacities. Based on our interaction with them, they have capacities, they are graduates from the universities, they are computer literate, and what we do is to expose their activities. We bring them to light so that each and everybody knows that the OPDs have those capacities. So we're doing advocacy for them. We're doing, we're trying to make sure that their activities are brought, they are put out on the internet, on the Facebook, and on their Twitter handles. That's what we do.
Thank you so much, Mandela. This is a good work and a great work that already STAR is doing in South Sudan. And Mandela, with regards to the ratification of the UN Convention of the Rights of Persons with Disability, what is STAR doing in this line?
Before I respond to that question as to what STAR is being doing, I would like to just to inform the potential donors outside there that they shouldn't doubt the capacity of the national organizations. The national organizations are the ones that are connected to the grassroots. They know where the members can be found. They know the needs of the people on the ground. So it is always good to collaborate with the national organization in order to further the objectives of the international organizations. So it is good for us to work collaboratively to make sure that the services reach the target population. So as STAR, we don't work for women. We don't work for persons with disabilities. We don't work for children, but we work with them. When we work with them, we are able to identify their issues. When we work with them, we're able to put them to participate. And what we do as a STAR, generally, we do what is called community engagement and a meaningful inclusion and participation. When you talk about meaningful inclusion and participation, it's putting the people that you want to serve on the driving seat. They drive you, and you work according to what they want. We don't operate on the system of bottom-up or of top-down approach, but we use what is called the bottom-up approach, knowing what our people exactly want, and we can be able to respond to their needs. Yes, as a STAR, we cannot be able to cover all the needs of the people, but I think we can be able to respond to some of their needs if you only ask the people what they want. So we work with them, not for them. So now, answering the question of regarding the ratification, what has STAR been doing? What we have been doing is engaging different stakeholders. Stakeholders including the line ministries, the members of parliament, the specialized standing committee, or the standing specialized committees in the parliament, to making sure that they push for the ratification of this convention. So this is what we normally do. Not only that, but also doing advocacy and lobbying. Like right now, I'm in the studio talking about the need for the ratification of this convention. This is one lobbying. This is one advocacy that we do. We also mobilize the OPDs to speak for themselves, to claim their rights. You know, it is good to hear from the horse's mouth. So we talk to the OPDs to be able to claim their rights. And we have attended several workshops with the OPDs. We have joined our voices together, amplifying our voices to call for the ratification of this document. Only that our government has not yet paid a hearing ear to seeing to it that this convention is ratified. But we will never keep quiet. We will use all the avenues that are available to making sure that this convention is ratified.
Thank you so much, Mandela. And thank you. Mandela is the director, the executive director for Society Transformation for Equal Rights. Mandela, as we speak, is also visually impaired. Mandela finds his way. Mandela is very eloquent. Mandela is Mandela volunteers for Union for the Visually Impaired. Mandela operates computers. Mandela is a reason why we tell you that we are not disabled, but we are able differently. Within our different abilities, we all contribute to grow. Let's go for a quick break, and we will be back with more discussions on the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability.
So not a fight for my life, it's alright, because everything dies, nobody know why. What thing I go do? What thing you go do when you're feeling like you're falling and you can't find nothing to hold on to? I see in your eyes the betrayal and the lies. You've been pulling out lies from your behind.
are listening to Able Differently, a program proudly brought to you by STAR, Society Transformation for Equal Rights, and OVCI Usratuna in partnership with Radio Miraya 101 FM. Welcome back from that break. I am Dennis Ogenroth, the host of Able Differently, a program for and about the physically challenged. Before the break, we were discussing the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities with the Executive Director for Society Transformation for Equal Rights, Mandela Isaac. What actions are you taking to making sure that the government signs the convention?
The actions that we're taking to making sure that this convention is ratified is to break this convention into bits. What we are doing is to make sure that this convention is broken into bits and is put on radio such that our people understand this convention into details. We have come to learn as Society Transformation for Equal Rights that efforts have been put in place to ask the government or to call for the government to ratify this convention, but it has not yielded any fruit. There's no another tangible step that has been taken by our government to ratify this convention, simply because maybe they did not understand what the convention is all about. And some of them have not come across this convention. So what we are doing as Society Transformation for Equal Rights is to analyze this document article by article, starting with the introductory part, such that through the radio, because we know that the radio is covering quite a bigger population of the Republic of South Sudan. We also know that the big men, the working population, or the ministers, the parliamentarians always listen to radio. We know that the people in the rural areas listen to radio. We also know that everybody listens at least to a radio. So what we do is to make sure that this convention, we break it down into bits so that each and everybody can get the convention by the word of mouth instead of reading it. So this, we believe that it can push the government to be able to ratify. Is one of the avenues that can push the government to ratify this convention. That's what we're doing. Apart from that, we still continue with the community or with the stakeholder engagement. We are engaged with the line ministries, that's the Ministry of Justice, Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, and the Ministry of Education and other and state ministries, to make sure that they push for the ratification of this convention, including the parliamentarians themselves and the committees that are there in the parliament. That's what we do. We also do networking. Like I said earlier on, we cannot work as an island. We do networking to make sure that collectively we can be able to amplify our voices and push for the ratification of this convention. Our action point, we will be forming a committee. That will be next year. We want to form a committee, and this committee will include the people from the line ministries, the people from the parliament, and the people from the OPDs and the civil society organization. And we put the government, the line ministries, on the driving seat. By doing that, we can speed up the ratification of this convention. We are put in our plan to produce a number of copies of this convention so that we can be able to distribute it to different stakeholders that we think can be able to push for the ratification of this convention so that they can be able to read through and speak on informed point of view. We have put a timeline that by around June, this convention would have been ratified. And once it is ratified, we can then come together and celebrate as people of South Sudan. And we know that when we come together, nothing is really hard. So it's always bad when you work alone, when you work in isolation. But when you come together, we can be able to push for the ratification of this convention. And on this note, I want to urge the UN agencies to be able to extend their hand to Society Transformation for Equal Rights to fight this war. We cannot fight this war alone, and we cannot fight this war without funds. We need those funds to be able to organize workshops. We need these funds to be able to go to different radio stations. We need these funds to be able to train personalities that will conduct these workshops. And we want not to conduct workshops only in Juba. We need to reach out to other parts of the country so that together we can be able to push for the ratification of this convention. Because once this convention is ratified, it does not benefit the people of Juba town alone. It has to benefit all South Sudanese. So if it is to benefit all South Sudanese, then all South Sudanese need to understand what the convention is all about. God willingly, by next year, we will be coming to different offices. But when we come to those offices, they need to know that we are coming for networking, we are coming to work together, and we're coming for a common agenda, and the common agenda is the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities.
Thank you so much, Mandela. That looks like a very good plan, you know, and we are also praying the same that by June next year we have the document ratified. But then, Mandela, South Sudan has signed a number of treaties. Others are implementable, others have been implemented, others not. How can we guarantee that the rights of people with disability will still be protected even after signing this document?
One important thing that the convention mentions clearly, once this convention is being ratified, of course, we will have a committee. A committee will be formed to follow up with the ratification, to follow up with the implementation of this document. And South Sudan will be required to give report to the General Assembly. It could be annually or it could be after like 5 years. So giving those reports alone or forming the committee will really put each and everybody into task to making sure that we do what is right to protect, to promote, and to ensure that persons with disability enjoy their full human rights and fundamental freedom without any obstacle, and also ensure that their rights, they promote respect for their inherent dignity. So this is what we will be working for, to making sure that a committee is formed to follow up with the implementation of this important human rights instrument.
Thank you so much, Mandela. This puts me to, at least this gives me some bit of rest and peace, because I know that there is a plan after the ratification. It's not just the ratification and then full stop. Maybe just to understand more, how will not signing the convention affect the life of people living with disability in South Sudan in a long term?
It's already affecting the lives of persons with disabilities terribly. Like I clearly put that in our interaction with the persons with disability, they are the most people who are not employed. They are not employed, and they are the one who are illiterate, and they are the one who live under extreme and abject poverty. Delaying in ratifying this convention means putting the lives of persons with disability in more danger. Let's take the example of our soldiers who got disability fighting for this country. And now when the peace came, this group of people are there. This group of people have children. They have wives. This group of people have needs. How can they really respond to their needs if they have nothing to generate income for themselves? How can they really respond to their needs if they are not trained in livelihood? How can they respond to their needs if their children do not have access to go to school? How can they respond to their needs if they don't have access to vocational training? Not only them alone, the rest of the persons with disabilities, even those ones who had chances to go to school, how can they respond to their needs if they are not employed, when the society is still having negative attitudes towards these kind of people? How can they really stand on their own? I can tell you that today, persons with disabilities do not have access to land. They don't have access to own properties simply because parents there do not write will, or they do not give ownership of properties to children or men or women with disabilities simply because they think that they are incapable. So not ratifying this convention or delaying in ratifying this convention means continuing to put the lives of persons with disabilities at more risk. But you know what? This convention, when we are calling for the ratification of this convention, we're not calling only for the persons with disabilities who are there. Disability is an open sort of thing. It's an open, like a club. It's an open club that welcomes each and everybody at every time. I am sorry, I'm not trying to curse, but it's a reality of a situation. Each and everyone can join this club. How do you now feel when you are the one who is an obstacle in ratifying this convention and you become a person with disability? What will you say after joining this club? So when we are saying this, you people who are members of parliament, you people who are in the line ministries, you have brothers and sisters, you have uncles and aunties, you have even mothers, you have relatives who are having disabilities. Why are you having a stone heart in making sure that this convention is ratified? This convention is ratified for us, it's ratified for you, it's ratified for everyone, including foreigners who will be joining this country. We don't know what might happen. They might join the club of being persons with disabilities. So once they become persons with disabilities, they need to get a ground that is prepared. They need to get a South Sudan that respects the rights of persons with disability. They need to get a South Sudan that offers equal opportunities to everyone. Not saying you must be physically fit in order to get a job, but they need, you say you need to be qualified and have those capabilities. You need to have those academic qualifications. Not looking, not offering jobs on based on fitness, but it's on academic qualification. So this is the country that we are dreaming as a society transformation for equal rights. The name of the organization alone speaks it all. Society transformation for equal rights. We need to transform our society so that the women, the children, and the person with disabilities and everybody, including men, have equal rights in the society.
Thank you so much, Mandela. Unfortunately, our time is fast spent. So, Mandela, in a nutshell, what will be your last remark?
My last remark is that God created each and everybody in His image. God created each and everyone in His image. So you shouldn't be the obstacle to somebody enjoying his or her right. Let each and everybody enjoy his or her right the way God wants it to be. And therefore you work towards the implementation of already existing laws. You work towards enactment of human rights friendly laws, and you work towards the ratification of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities.
Thank you so much, Mandela, and to our friends who have tuned in, and to everyone listening, you have been listening to Able Differently. We were discussing the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability with the Executive Director for Society Transformation for Equal Rights in South Sudan. Join us next time, same place, same time, where we learn that disability is not inability. Until we meet again, bye-bye and peace.
When we are all involved, we all grow. This is because we are able differently. In our different abilities, we all contribute to grow. Able Differently, a program for the physically challenged, with the physically challenged, every Saturday from 5 to 6 p.m. only on Radio Mirai. Able Differently, learning that disability is not inability. You are listening to Able Differently, a program proudly brought to you by STAR, Society Transformation for Equal Rights, and OVCI Usratuna in partnership with Radio Miraya 101 FM.